Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, February 9th, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com. There's a lot of news today to catch up on. One is Google had a big update this week, unconfirmed. Google also confirmed again that soon they will be releasing some improvements to search quality. They said this numerous times since November. Google explained the difference between ranking factors, signals, and systems. There was this LSA local service ads loophole, which may be a one-off, and Bing pushed back on their deep search feature, plus a lot more, so definitely stay tuned. This video is sponsored by SimilarWeb, the all-in-one strategy SEO software. Get clarity of your SEO landscape through competitive analysis, keyword research, rank tracking, SERPnet insights, and more. With industry-leading traffic and keyword data, based on real user journeys, SimilarWeb gives SEO professionals the whole picture so they can strategize smartly and drive sustainable business goals and growth. Thank you, SimilarWeb, for sponsoring. All right, let's get into the news. There might be a special clip at the end for this, so definitely stay tuned. And again, thanks to SimilarWeb for sponsoring. Deeply appreciate it. Any event, let's get into the news. So we have a search Google ranking algorithm update brewing. It started on February 7th in the afternoon or so, so Wednesday, and it seems to be continuing through Thursday and even today, Friday. There's lots and lots of chatter, over 100 comments already on my blog post about this. The tools, initially it was just SEMrush and SimilarWeb that started to spike, AlGuru as well, and now the other tools are starting to spike as well. But there's a tremendous amount of chatter. Google has not confirmed any update around that. But maybe it's related to that indexing bug, which was fully resolved yesterday, but hard to say because Google said that was fully mitigated and nobody should notice any changes with that over a week ago. So we will see. Talking about search quality, Danny Sullivan, the search liaison, said that Google has some big improvements coming to search in the near future. Now, he's been saying this since last November, and he's been saying it every single month, multiple times a month since then. But these things take time and takes time for this to happen. So definitely keep your eyes open because something's coming in the near future. How near is near? We don't know. Also, Danny Sullivan said that he's going to provide clarity around EAT, and how that works with search quality raters. There's still a lot of confusion around that for some reason. I'm not sure why, but he went ahead and said, you're almost certainly going to see more clarification come to that page as well as in the near future. Basically, search quality raters are not trained on it, are not training the algorithms or anything like that, and Google's going to provide more clarity around that, so keep an eye on that because that's going to be happening as well in the near future. Also, Danny Sullivan gave a great analogy about the differences between ranking signals, ranking factors, and ranking systems. He basically said ranking signals and ranking factors are the fuel that you give to the machine, and the machine is the system. So signals and factors, he said, are pretty much the same. Signals and factors, they're just fuel that you give to the machine, which is the ranking system itself. So I thought that was a great analogy, and I figured I'd share that here. And Danny Sullivan again confirmed that Core Web Vitals are not a ranking factor. And he said, we don't say Core Web Vitals are a ranking factor. He didn't say they're not, but he says we don't say they are. He said, we don't confirm any of these things, specifically talking about the page experience or Core Web Vitals as their ranking factors. Direct ranking factors. He also said, but to reiterate, we look at as many things, not one thing, and even the one thing might not be a direct ranking factor. Confused yet? And then he said, it doesn't say it's a ranking factor when it comes to Core Web Vitals. Later on, he went on, said again, it's not a ranking factor, and basically goes on and on, basically saying, stop focusing on these things per se as one thing, because there's a lot of things that make up the core algorithm. Other news this morning, Google actually released an update to its web stories documentation saying that image search no longer shows web stories. So web stories are no longer going to show an image search. It actually was one of the major places that web stories were shown in the image search results. And Google also updated that documentation to explain more about where that feature is available. I'm going to have that documentation on Search Engine Roundtable, seroundtable.com, on today, February 9th. Also, there seems to be some issues with popular products. It seems to be getting spam, where if you click on a product and it shows the stores, it's showing the same store over and over again in some categories and some sections. This was initially spotted by Brian Farrell, who posted about this. Here's a screenshot of that. And then also Lily Ray's Jamie Reedy, who I met and put on the podcast a while back, also noticed this. So it's very interesting to see this happening. Hopefully Google will address this in the near future. Talking about spam, a blogger said that they received an unnatural link manual action, which is a penalty, a manual penalty by Google. And basically, she said her legit blog guest blog post got her in trouble. It's a legit guest blog post. And she wrote, Google hit me with a manual action for unnatural links. I never bought a link. The example they gave was a legit blog post from years ago. And I've only done 5 of these ever. Then Marie Haynes did a whole analysis on this. She wrote a long response to this. John Mueller responded on LinkedIn, basically saying nothing has changed. Guest blog post, you know, he linked to Matt Cutts' post from over a decade ago around guest blog posts and how they're not something that Google wants. And he basically said nothing has changed there. So keep that in mind. Guest blog posts are still something that Google does not like. As you know, Google has released their revised SEO starter guide. It's basically a dumbed down version for people who are just starting out in SEO. This was released last Friday afternoon, so I didn't cover it on this video, but now it's fully out. You can definitely take a look at that. I go through what's changed in there and the comments from Googlers. So I posted this on February 5th if you want to take a deeper dive on that. Google also updated its documentation to clarify that it has slowed down how often the Google crawler crawls, specifically the dynamic search and targets crawler, how often that crawls. It used to crawl every 2 weeks, every 14 days. Now it crawls every 3 weeks, every 21 days. Google said just to make this a little bit more efficient for sites, it crawls a lot less often. Google sitemaps, XML sitemaps, might have a bug in Google Search Console or with sitemaps in general. This is spotted by Screaming Frog, where if you put a hyphen in the actual file name of the sitemap, it might bug out. And that's what Screaming Frog, here's a screenshot of the Screaming Frog thing. It's been going on for a while, it said. Google hasn't commented on this, I'm not sure, but it seems to be somewhat of a widespread issue. Other people notice this as well, so it's just not Screaming Frog. Danny Sullivan and John Mueller, I don't know if you know this, they sent out internal newsletters, emails, to the whole entire Google company about what is going on in search, specifically what we're covering, what we're talking about, what we're complaining about, and improvements and other things that they found so that other Googlers who are in search and working on search and not working on search can actually get those newsletters. If you knew this, I've heard this from Googlers, both in the search department and outside of the search department, working on random stuff in Google, and they really do appreciate it and they like it, and their information, what we're saying, is actually being communicated in these newsletters, which is pretty cool. This is a weird test. Google, again, we covered how the Google's showing like in the web results or web results in the search boxes, but now Google's actually adding a link or testing a link that just shows web results. Back to the 10 blue links. Here's a screenshot from that of this. This is spotted by Punnett, who noticed this. Pretty interesting. You click on web results and it just shows you the web results, doesn't show you videos, doesn't show you web stories, doesn't show you anything else. I saw Deep Search, Bing's new Deep Search, which they announced back a few months ago in the wild on Friday afternoon. I was playing with it a lot. It was super slow. It took over a minute to actually run a query. And a lot of those queries that I ran generated no results, which is very interesting, but it was really cool to play with this in the wild. Shaheem noticed this and I went ahead and jumped at it and I was playing with it for a while. Glenn Gabe also jumped on it as well. And he said it should not be released yet. And guess what? Monday I reported, or later this week I reported, that Microsoft had pulled back Deep Search from being tested. Now it's a shadow flight as opposed to a full flight, where Microsoft said it got too much attention, it was being used too much. Basically he said, let me read, it turned out to be more popular than we anticipated. We really thought it would be more of a research tool. Need to fix caching and make it more robust, coming back soon, running now as a shadow flight. You don't see it, but the queries are issued and the stress of the infrastructure. So they're actually testing it somewhat in live, but you and I won't be able to see it, but they're pretending to test it so they can actually go ahead and improve the efficiencies of it. But it should not be released yet. I agree. Microsoft Copilot has changed, has upgraded. Obviously the name was Bing Chat, now it's Copilot, and they're pushing out a test upgrade, which they're calling the Lucian, which is named after some type of Greek god. So those have several improvements to the language models and to the GPT and stuff like that. So definitely take a look at that. Google Search is testing a new carousel called Up and Coming, the Up and Coming Stores feature, where it shows you stores that are like up and coming. I'm not sure how it knows it's up and coming, but these are maybe trendy stores. This was spotted by Sergey Alakov. Here's a screenshot of that as well. Google Business Profiles, Activities and Events are showing up in the dashboard now. This is spotted by Mike Blumenfeld, where you can actually quickly add activities and events for your business venue directly in the dashboard, and it will show up in the actual search results. This was interesting. A Google Business Profile was nuked, was completely like damaged, supposedly through local service ads. So what happened was, according to Ben Fisher, was a person was doing fine. And this linked to a local business profile forum thread where a person on my rankings were fine in Google Business Profiles, and all of a sudden they were gone. And then Google told me that the reason it was gone is because a second local service ad linked to my profile. Now, it wasn't because of that. It was partially because of that, according to Ad Liaison. Ad Liaison updated us last night saying we've investigated the issue and determined there were multiple factors at play such that this was an isolated incident. We are communicating directly with that customer in this space. We have existing processes in place to honoring the Google Business Profile ownership, so things will be fixed. But this was some type of weird bug that affected only one person and not a lot of people, so you can relax. Google also had bugs with Google Ads where people are getting this confusing text notice where it says confusing text, confusing ad text, which shouldn't be showing that. It's still a bug. Google posted about this on Monday morning, and it's still an issue. And also, there's a bug with updating credit cards. If you want to update your payment process, there was a bug. I'm not sure if this is currently a bug with this process. This is spotted by Lior, so nice find there. Google is dropping support for commission bidding for hotel ads, so you're not going to be able to use commission bidding going forward soon. And Microsoft Advertising announced a bunch of new features, including expanding the enhanced conversion model. There's RSA updates, there's new targeting options, there's the ability to pause different types of hotel subaccounts, which is being paused. They were supposed to deprecate the hotel center. That's now going to continue going on, and a lot of other features that Microsoft announced as well. And finally, Google AdSense seems to be pushing more and more publishers off of CPC-based pricing and onto CPM pricing. You probably notice more CPM pricing going forward if you're an AdSense publisher. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz. This is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. Again, today is Friday, February 9th. And that's the search news we covered on the Search Engine Roundtable. Again, thanks to SimilarWeb for sponsoring. And check out this little, I'm going to include the video that I was recording from the Google Glass of this so you can actually see my view. Everyone, have a great, safe, healthy weekend, and I'll see you guys next. Goodbye.